I love it when Tausch teases us out of a segment or out of an hour. And then when we come back, are you bringing us back too, or do I then return to my normal duties and get to your tease?
You get very sensitive about that, so I'm not going to bring us back. But there are times I want to tease out because this part, I have been completely a Matt LaFleur stan throughout this season. I think he has been phenomenal. I think he is a really good coach. I think he X's and O's it. I think he's really grown into the leadership component. He learns from mistakes. He's not some old fuddy-duddy that this is what I do and this is how I operate and this is what it's going to be. I think he's gotten sterner as he's grown into it. It doesn't accept certain things. But one of the things yesterday, he's an emotional dude. Right? Like, I think there's times where that is a great thing, and then I think there's times that it's not. And yesterday, his challenging of stuff was more based out of emotion than fact. And so I hated that. I thought O'Connell ate his lunch yesterday. I thought his lunch was stolen, and he farleyed it, where he just kind of laughed. O'Connell sitting at the bus last night with 16 lunches because he stole so many of LaFleur's lunches, firing bananas and stuff on the way out of Lambeau. But the part that irritated me the most was at the end of the half. You get a gift-wrapped, muffed punt.
Mm-hmm.
Game is in, like, we are just sputtering. And Minnesota gift-wraps you points. And you get what you thought was a tutter to Dobbs. Clearly, he doesn't have control of the football. He comes back out of the end zone.
Sure.
And old boy goes ballistic down there. And I think he was ballistic because he couldn't get a timeout called or whatnot. Okay, you're shrugging. You can chime in. But you cannot give your football team a 15-yard penalty when you're knocking at the door to get a tutter before the half. If they don't bail him out with a great throw and catch, Matt LaFleur is being chastised up and down the state today for not being able to control his emotions and hurting his football team. He should thank heavens that Jordan Love, I don't even remember, was that the one to...
It was to Reed. No, it was to Reed.
To
and
Reed.
Then Reed, I loved what he did. He did everything in his power to get the crowd into it after the touchdown, too. Like, he was
fired. Well,
it
needed to happen because you can't let that. That goes from second and goal at the half-inch line to second and 15 and a half.
It's true.
And those are the things, as a coach, you can't let that happen. You can't. And I was really disappointed with both that and his challenges yesterday. That was... You know, for as much as I think he has been phenomenal this season, yesterday wasn't it, especially in that first half.
All right, before we get to the calls, let's then get to what Matt LaFleur said about Captain T's here's topic that he has brought up at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Here is Matt LaFleur discussing his penalty.
Did you get an explanation as to why they didn't apparently hear you or react when you're trying to call a timeout? You can see on the replay calling it, and Vinovich acknowledged that while you might
have... So that was too demonstrative. So, I mean, because I didn't like cuss at the official or anything like that, but he said I was too demonstrative. So that's what he called.
Your frustration, your demonstrative reaction was based on the line judge not responding.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that. Like, I don't know. I was trying to call timeout. I didn't think they saw me. So it is what it is. They made the call.
So in his opening statement, his line was, "I'm absolutely embarrassed." He also said, when you expect composure from your team and then you're doing that, that's a bad look. So he agrees with everything you said. Now my question for you is, where's the responsibility on the officiating crew? He's very clearly called. I mean, you saw the replays. He's very clearly calling timeout, and I don't know if the line judge is thinking about his ham sandwich that he's going to have at halftime, or, boy, what a beautiful day it is, but he is not paying attention.
It was a beautiful day.
I mean, he is in Never Never Land, And so LaFleur calls timeout twice in a very traditional manner, which, by the way, it's under a minute left. That is a crucial timeout that he needs to get because he knows that, because I don't think he was planning on challenging that. It's inside 2 minutes. You can't challenge it anyway. So the drop or the juggle that occurs, he knows he's got to get a timeout because he's in the field of play. They need to stop the clock to have another chance to go score. When the officials do not react and he jumps up and down, like he said, he didn't blankety blank them. He did. He was very demonstrative. He lost his cool. But I'm not as harsh of a critic of that when it is a critical moment and the officiating crew isn't paying attention. Tell me why that's part of my pushback is wrong.
Can't get a 15-yard penalty in that spot, period.
And he deserved it, you believe?
If one of his players got that, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I'm just saying, did he deserve the penalty?
Doesn't matter.
Wait a minute.
Telling you, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Well, it
does
matter.
He got the penalty. Jason, he got the penalty.
But did he deserve the penalty for his behavior? Did he
deserve to get a holding call? Did you deserve?
Yeah.
Hey,
I don't want to make you back down here, but we break down penalties all the time, and whether it's a ticky-tack call or not.
Yeah, sometimes they're not.
No, it wasn't. He got hosed on that call. So yes or no,
he
did
sprinted
he deserve
out
that
on
penalty?
The field. He sprinted out on the field and he was berating the officials. I mean, I don't love that they called it. You have to factor in a lot of things. It's an emotional game, all of those things, but it can't happen. He acknowledges it can't happen. So, yeah, I don't love it. Of course I don't. I thought it was BS, but it doesn't matter if I love it or not. It doesn't matter. What matters is you put your team in a spot where it's second and 16 instead of second and a half an inch.
Yeah,
that
I'm just
gets your butt beat most of the time.
Yeah, my point is, if he is arguing, say, that Romeo Doubs was in the end zone, and he's arguing the call, and he acts that way, and he gets the penalty, I'm 100% in your corner. Totally agree. Because you're just arguing a call then. But when sleepy line judge guy isn't paying attention and you're trying to get a timeout and you can see the clock tick, tick, ticking down and no one is acknowledging you, calling timeout, jumping up and down and screaming timeout without calling him a blankety blank or anything else. You could see he did use the Lord's name in vain when he turned away after he'd gotten the flag. But if he didn't curse those guys out and he's calling a timeout, I think that's on the officials. That's what I'm saying. Because he was calling timeout in a critical situation. You have to do your job. You have to know he's going to call timeout.
Yeah, all of those things can be true.
Bill?
Jason, all of those things can be true. All I know as a player, I don't want to be second at 16. I want to be second in goal.
No, I agree. I agree with that. All right.
So all of that stuff can be true. That's great. But coaches can't. It can't happen. That's it. Like, there's always circumstances. There's probably 15 calls a day that you're going to be really irritated
so
with the officials.
What does he do to get his timeout then? He's already called it twice. No one has acknowledged him. What should he have done?
You tell me. I don't know.
No. What should he have done?
I wasn't there. I didn't see the sleepy. I didn't see a sleepy line judge eating a ham sandwich. You saw that. I didn't. So I can't tell you. Maybe you go bring him a sub. Go to Cousin Subs, grab him a ham sandwich, take it down there, say, sir, I'd like a timeout.
Well,
here's my ham sandwich.
The clock would have run out. Yeah. An important piece of what went on there. All right, we'll get to your calls next. 844-770-3776. I see Delton is calling back today.
I answered the phone, and he said it was him. And then I remembered, oh, my God, Tausch did tell him, call back. If you're going to win, call back. You get fast pass. And, boy, do I regret that right now, old T.
All right. So despite us not wanting to talk to him, he is on hold. We'll also get to Randy and Jeff and Ricardo. We still – Jesse, how many phone lines you got these days, like 20?
We have 10 phone lines available.
Okay, and Chrissy answers them all now because you're not able to do both at once?
She will answer at least the next several. So, yeah, anything I can pass off to Chrissy, let's do it.
844-770-3776. Make the call now. Matt LaFleur poured out his emotions when he didn't get his timeout. And luckily for him, he poured in Jaden Reed, coach, to make that touchdown catch.
Tito's handmade vodka on game day. Pour me in, coach, from a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch. Root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy Bloody Mary, salt the rim of a Tito Rita, or take home the win with a Tito's and whatever your heart desires. Cranberry, water, whatever it might be, you're calling the game. You change up your roster or wash that lucky jersey as long as you make Tito's your first round bottle pick. Whose house? Oh, it's Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
We'll be trolled by Delton, and then we'll take your calls as well. 844-770-3776. I do want to ask one question in addition to your positives and negatives. And that question is simply this. Do you feel like there's any reason to worry? Because Tausch and I have both been very much relax, R-E-L-A-X-ish today. Maybe we're wrong. If you're feeling that way, we'll take your call as well, because I am very curious if there's a little, not full-blown panic, but concern among our fans. 844-770-3776. Your call's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Which on the sky and the stars glow for you.
Let's get straight to the phone. 844-770-3776. What's that move? What are you doing over there?
You're very judgy today, I've noticed. Well, in California, you're not as judgy. Here, Judge City, USA.
I'll wear that. I'm okay with that.
I'm workshopping how to say Happy Tausch comes from California.
Don't do that. You know that ad is like one of the most...
I'm workshopping it. I know it's touchy, so I don't want to do it, but...
That Christian Watson take, and you got a little scared and you backed
off.
No,
if I was... When I was workshopping the Christian Watson take, when Jason said he adds a lot to this team, I was going to say, yeah, like the medical bills, but I didn't go there because that seems like that would be rude to say, so I didn't do that.
All right, let's just get this over with. And don't, please, do not... workshop any further that ad. Just don't do it. Nothing good comes from that for any of us, including this call from Delton. The Vikings, has he taken on this title, or have you given him this title?
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I guess Delton is active in the YouTube comments, and when he called last week, a bunch of the YouTubers tried to warn us that this was gonna not go our way, and we didn't yield the warning because I don't like the YouTube comments, but here we are. So they were right. And now he gets a victory lap because Tausch promised him one.
All right. Well, let's go to him. Delton, good morning.
Good morning.
Have at it, buddy. Doing?
Well, it you know, and I'm not trying to troll you guys, just like I wasn't trying to troll you last week, man. It, you know, like in life, it isn't about what happens. It's how we react to what happens, you know? And so, like, when we blow up or whatever, that's a symptom of the real issue. The real issue is selfishness. And in a team sport, you cannot be selfish on any level within that team. I think that LaFleur, he kind of, like, went off the rails as far as giving up on his game plan. It looks like Josh Jacobs only had 9 carries. That can't happen. That can't happen. A game is never too far out of reach. You know, you got to keep running the ball. You have to, regardless even if you're having success going through the air, it doesn't matter. You still have 4 or 5 possessions to go. You just got to score, man, and keep it even. Keep the defense honest, you know?
I agree.
I think that's like, and that is the telltale sign of LaFleur losing his cool on his play calling. he abandoned the run. You know, I'm a Packers fan, man. I like you guys. You're the only franchise that is owned by the people. That's it. You guys are our last American hope. You know? the other thing that I really, my other negative on it is Rashawn Gary with the hip drop tackle. Can't have that. That's dirty pool. Just can't have that. He needs to be talked to.
Well, he's going to get a fine, I would predict.
But if they didn't throw the flag, should it be a fine?
Yeah, they. I don't want to get too far into the weeds here and ruin your call, Dalton. But the NFL has talked about this. It is very hard to call in real time. Yeah. I don't think we're going to go to the point of having targeting replays like we have in college football for hip drop tackles in games, but they almost never are able to make the call in real time, and then you get a very large fine in your locker the subsequent week. I agree with you that it should have been called. I'm not surprised that it wasn't. Now, the floor is once again yours.
So my turning point of the game is with the Vikings up 28-7 and driving from the 21 on 2nd-and-1. Sam Darnold throws an interception. That wasn't an interception. Was absolutely not an interception. The league reviews all turnovers and touchdowns. You can clearly see Xavier McKinnon bobbling the ball all the way out of bounds until he's laying out of bounds to when he finally corrals it. So that's something that you should be concerned about as well, because I'm not calling that just from a Vikings fan. Like, that has to stop by the league. You have to stop doing that. Like, if it's a catch, so be it. But that's ridiculous.
All right, Dalton, we got a lot of calls to get to, so I'm sorry to cut you off, but I wanted to make a point about the McKinney interception.
Is he a Viking fan, or are we America's last hope? Like, I'm kind of.
I think both can be true, from what I can tell.
All right.
But I was surprised that the interception was upheld, because it sure looked like on the replay
that
he was bobbling it. So I don't like.
No, shouldn't have been.
The whole idea of replay is that it would be infallible because you have so many angles and you take as much time as you need. There's no clock on it. That you've got everybody in New York working on it. But I'm glad for Xavier McKinney because he's on pace to have more interceptions in a season than Charles Woodson had at the rate that he's going. Let's keep going with the calls. 844-770.
Jason Wilde, root for the story, no doubt.
It was a good story, by the way. And Charles Woodson was great when he was on with us. If you haven't gone back on YouTube or on Wisconsin On Demand, I cannot recommend it enough. He was fantastic. Let's go to Randy in Madison. Randy, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch. How are you?
Doing great this morning. How are you guys?
Well, I saw this in the just quickly in the YouTube comments. That someone is saying that they're going to go watch a different video on YouTube because Tausch and I are too jokey after a loss.
Really?
Like, I feel like we've been critical.
You know what? You know what? You got to hear it out from everybody, right?
That's true. Everyone gets a voice, no doubt about it. What do you got with your voice, Randy?
I have a problem with us not taking the ball. Didn't we win the coin toss?
They did, and they deferred. Yes, you wanted the ball. You wanted the ball. Why?
I think at home, fucking get our offense score first. Everybody's pumped up. You know, even if they stop us, it just changes the whole.
Well, a good producer training for Chrissy.
Did he say what I think he said?
Yeah.
I think it was a form of it. I don't think it was exactly right. I want to defer every time. And when I'm at home, I actually love when if your crowd is juiced up, I always prefer sending your defense out there because then you can even take that juice to another level. And then when you get on offense, you get the stop and you get to, you know, one of the things that happened in the Badger game, which we'll talk about tomorrow, maybe, the end of the half, where you can go get points and get points to double up. It's why everybody defers. And I think it's the best way because you can kind of really change the flow of a game. There are times I like, especially if you're struggling and you want to make a point of we trust you, put us out there. But when you have a home game with a raucous crowd, I want the juice of that. And then I want to feel that juice. And when you get the ball back, go score, all of a sudden it's awesome. So I don't have a problem. I want people deferring. I don't have a problem with that. I just want you to make a stop. I don't want you to have Sam Darnold back there like it's a church picnic, and he has nobody even breathing on him. Like, let's go. That's the part that bothered me.
A lot of pickup football played at church picnics. I haven't been to one in a while.
You have it a church picnic, it's about as relaxed as you're going to get, is my point. Not about playing football, Jason. It's about sitting back, not having a care in the world. You open up your picnic basket, you got sandwiches, you got a ham sandwich, and the linesman. You have your drink with the ice, and you lay out the plaid blanket. You put going under a big old oak tree, and nobody bothers you. That's what Sam Darnold had. He laid out the picnic basket, the plaid blanket. They had shade, they had juice, they had everything. And, oh, Sam, what can we do to make it more accommodating for you and your offense here at Lambeau? That was church picnic football. Yeah.
You know what they could have done to make it even more effective for his picnic? Order ahead from Quick Trip, and then he would have had blazers and meat that he could grill in that backfield and quickery bread and everything he needed. Hey. Plus, he'd probably get a good discount on his gasoline.
It's different camera. Free 20-ounce coffee yesterday with the Quick Rewards app. You got the Glazers. You got everything. And what I missed most about being out in California is there were no Quick Trips. It's time to talk about my favorite pit stop, and that is Quick Trip. Take a quick trip down memory lane at the bake sale. Get those cookies just like Grandma used to make. Grab a dozen cookies for $4.99. Four-pack of your favorite cookies for only $1.99. Looking for something for breakfast? Well, those big, delicious, beautiful muffins, $1.19. Sam Darnold had those sitting there the other day in that picnic basket, the big, delicious muffins. Just treat yourself. It's not the sweets at Quick Trip that I'm into. Then it gets the chicken. Monday, Monday chicken's $5.99, and then if you want the bone-in tender deal, that's $9.99 on Wednesdays. They're hand-breaded, boneless. They're beautiful. You got the 99-cent loaf of Quickery white bread you can make sandwiches with, or 5-ounce craving boneless pork loin chops. Don't forget that coffee that I told you about, 12-ounce bag for just $7.99. Download the Quick Rewards app to order ahead. Earn points, order all your favorites, plus a pizza, and take home meals. Take care of the payment and just stop by to pick it all up, or you can get it brought out to your curbside at Quick Trip.
Randy just called back to say he was sorry. So I wanted to convey that he remorse, kind of like LaFleur at the press conference yesterday for his penalty.
Absolutely embarrassed that I used the F word on your
show. He was sorry,
so
I forgive Randy. He can call back another time. We will not
hold
that against him.
How long do you impose suspensions?
Malicious intent I don't think was there for this one.
Oh, it's not his fault. It's not his fault. Jesse wasn't paying attention.
It's not their fault.
We
all paid much better attention than the officials did.
It's not Matt LaFleur's fault, Jason. It wasn't Jim. 844 or whoever just called.
844 Fred. By the way, what's with the picnic baskets? What are you, Yogi Bear? Hey, Boo Boo.
Picnic
basket. Let's go steal a picnic basket.
Sam Darnold. Ho
ho. This is not Jellystone National Park. 844-770-3776. I feel compelled to say this. Please do not swear on the radio. No profanities, please. No cussing. Matt LaFleur didn't cuss at those officials, but he was too demonstrative. You want to be demonstrative, go right ahead. No potty language. We'll get some more of your calls next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Young, dumb, and wild and free. When I close my eyes, I can see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know.
844-770-3776. Love how many calls we've got on hold, so we appreciate your patience. Let's get rolling right back into them. Let's go to Jeff in Greenfield. Jeff, thanks for holding. Please don't swear. How you doing today?
Good. I've been a Packer fan since 1959, and I win or lose, I'm always there. So anyhow, my positive was at 1 minute and 47 seconds left in the third quarter, LaFleur was like sitting on a bucket or ice chest behind a line of coaches and players, and I never seen that before, and he's staring at his iPad. And at first I thought negative thoughts, but then I'm thinking he's thinking outside the box, trying to get this offense going and score some points. And sure enough, after that, the game changed, so I give him credit for that. My negative is a guy across the street moved in from Minnesota, and after the game, towards the evening, I took the dog out to poop, and I see these two lights that he's got on the garage. They're purple lights. He never had purple lights until after that victory, so that's my negative.
Wow, there goes the neighborhood, Jeff.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Would it be IPT to take that dog poop over and put him by that purple light? Would that have been IPT?
I could have flipped it over there. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Thanks for the call, Jeff, and we enjoyed that story. I was intrigued by Matt LaFleur's sideline behavior, and I'm not talking about the penalty. Because also, and Tausch, help me. Obviously, you spent your 11 years on a sideline whenever the defense was out there or when you weren't in the game or injured. I saw also Matt LaFleur right around the two-minute warning working his way through. He's down in the bench area as opposed to on the sideline right by the field. First he went over by the wide receivers and was talking to them and showing something on his Microsoft Surface. Then he went over to Love and Malik Willis and did the same thing. Then he went to walk away, and I don't know if he stepped on his headset cord or what happened, but he dropped all of his stuff, his headset. It was that kind of day for him. Is that commonplace for the head coach to leave the sideline and go talk to the guys in the bench area, or is that unusual?
It happens rarely. I wouldn't
say
that's
what I thought.
Unusual. There's times, you know, I can remember Mike Sherman coming over to our group or Mike McCarthy. It is usually to light a fire under your blank or to come over and say, attaboy, keep it up. It's typically not to start going over plays and everything else. That's what your position coaches are for. So I think there's the, if you're doing it all the time, it loses its luster, but there's definitely a, if I'm going to emphasize something, it's the head coach does that, and players listen very intently.
All right. Now, the allegation that we were too jokey, and I'm not taking that too sensitively.
Seems like you are.
If anyone is going to be in high spirits despite a loss, I don't know if he'll be jokey, but it's Ricardo, our Canadian correspondent. Ricardo, and again, our Portuguese Canadian correspondent. I don't want to upset a member of the 565 Analytics Collective up in Winnipeg, the Clinkster.
We're a thick, let me tell you something. The 565 firm is very thick skinned.
You don't even work
there.
They hate
you
now, actually, because they giving you losses. They keep giving you losses in the Steinhoffel sleepers, and you keep telling them how bad of a job they're doing.
Unlike others here, I'm not going to pass accountability to other people. I didn't make a good pick this week. I went a little bolder than I probably should have. But trust me, I'll learn from that, and I understand now how the analytics firm looks at it.
He's picking Jaden Reed next week.
Exactly.
Yeah, you nailed it. That's exactly what I'm going to do. All right. Let's get to Ricardo.
Hello, Ricardo. How are you today, buddy?
I am doing very well, surprisingly. It is a great day. I feel very good. You know, we lost a game in September. My only negative from this whole thing is, aside from the kicking situation, is that we lost to the Vikings. I can't stand those guys. They're such front runners. Every year, September, they're going to win the Super Bowl. Guaranteed come December, when the weather turns, they're going to be a game or two above 500 or below 500, and it's going to be the same old Viking, and we're going to beat them again when that happens. Listen, everybody, this game was like a bad cough medicine. We needed this. We needed Love to learn how to play on that leg. Second half, he trusted his leg, and he started following through with it. Dontayvion Wicks, now with Watson being hurt, he's going to need to be the go-to guy, and he's going to have to warm up his hands because he dropped two or three critical ball. He dropped a touchdown that hit him in the chest, like on a fourth down throw that was pinpoint. So don't give me that. We're in good condition, people. I would not worry. I would not stress. We're in good. Love is going to right the ship. The defense just needs to adjust a little quicker. If we see we're not getting over the four, that's fine. We're not going to have it every week. But then you need to adjust. You need to be on the fly. Start sending five or six. That's what Minnesota did. Minnesota does not have any all-stars on that defense. Don't give me this Cam Bynum nonsense, Byron Murphy, trying to big these guys up. It's simple math. We have six blockers. They have seven rushers. There's one more than us. That's how they won. That's their scheme. There was nothing there that's out of the ordinary. Don't give me that crap. All right? We're going to be great. And I'm going to ask you guys one thing. What does Edgerrin Cooper need to do to get on this field? It's week four already. I'm pretty sure he knows the playbook. When he's on the field, he makes plays. He's around the ball. What does he have to do to outdo Eric Wilson and Isaiah McDuffie? Like, guys, enough is enough. Like, he needs to be on this field permanently. Like, put him on all the time until he's tired.
All right.
I'm leaving it up to you guys.
All right, Ricardo, great call. Other than I don't fully understand the cough syrup. Somebody will have to explain that to me.
I thought that was
later,
good.
I thought that was a pretty good analogy, actually. Tasted terrible, but it's good for you.
I'll need some more explanation. Is cough syrup good for you? Is it?
Yeah, if you've got a cough.
It helps you. Yeah, it like makes you better.
I'd go lozenge. Why would you not go lozenge over a cough syrup?
Because usually the lozenges don't taste as bad as cough syrup, and yesterday tasted bad. As the king of great analogies,
I'm asking
you
why
really
anyone would ever take cough syrup. I understand that cough syrup isn't as good as a lozenge.
You've never taken cough syrup?
I'm not a cough syrup guy. I'm a lozenge guy.
It's like medicine.
Why would you ever use...
A lozenge is just for like a sore throat to kind of make it heal or sound better. A cough syrup actually like gets in there and starts attacking the mucus and everything that's going on. It breaks it all down.
I don't think you know exactly what cough syrup does.
Probably not.
If I'm being honest. That's
you definitely don't.
Sorry,
because you don't use it.
What do you know? Yeah.
I just don't think it's... Again, I didn't say it was a bad analogy. I said I need explanation. That's all, and I still do. You guys didn't do anything.
That was pretty clear.
And then I gave you an explanation. You don't know anything. Okay, well.
Well, you're saying it breaks down mucus. I don't think that's what cough syrup does. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is like some magic elixir that breaks down mucus and heals people.
It is an elixir.
I don't know if that's true.
We
I know it
that
makes you
right.
sleepy. It makes you sleepy.
Oh, sleepy Tausch.
So I don't know. When it comes to all of the things that Ricardo had to say there, and what was his question at the end? Because I got caught up on the cough syrup.
Edgerrin Cooper.
Oh, the reason Edgerrin Cooper's not playing, they don't trust him to line up right yet. That's where you're at. He's shown that he can make plays. He's got raw talent all over the place. And just like this team isn't going to be the same on September 29th as it will be on December 29th, I'm guessing – Edgerrin Cooper is going to be playing a lot more snaps come December 29th than what he's doing now.
I would tend to agree. It does.
And if he's got a little tickle, he'll take some cough syrup and he'll be immediately fixed. So he'll have
it's not only a cough suppressant, but it's also an antihistamine.
Completely good.
Loosening mucus, right in the description of what does cough syrup do.
I got it too. Yeah.
Oh, you're
I got your mucus right here.
I'm going to need someone to explain that to me. But not Jesse.
Well, but you started breaking it down like you know the endocrine system
I
think you do.
I don't want anybody quitting the show because we're spending too much time discussing the merits of cough syrup. 844-770-3776. Jesse, who we got next? Jason in Minnesota?
Yeah, Jason's next. And Chrissy answered this one. I don't know if this is a Vikings fan or not, so we got
to
watch out.
Are you suggesting that Chrissy didn't get enough information from the call?
I'm just saying we don't know.
What the leadership skills on display today. Really remarkable. Jason, good morning. How are you?
I'm very, very, very frustrated. No, listening to the cough syrup back and forth was frustrating.
Very, very, very frustrating.
Yeah, there you go. I've been on hold so long, the next three kickers Goody was going to bring in to try out have all been signed on other roster spots.
Not bad.
Oh, on point. If only we were on point with the dump button. No, I'm a Packers fan through and through. Buddy from Minnesota was R-O-N-G wrong. Did we have enough time at the end of the game to win that thing? No. Why would we run the ball? We'll be fine with the run game. We haven't abandoned the run game. We did it to get the two wins with Malik Willis. We'll be just fine. He's off his rocker saying that we have abandoned the run. Couldn't run
now, wait,
in that
now,
game. We had
Jason,
to play catch up. That's the
just
way
a second.
Jason agreed with him
just a second.
For the record.
Just a second. Because your call has been outstanding so far. Like this, it's been a while since I have been like blown away by a entry into a call. You have been fantastic. I would just ask this though, because they had plenty of time. Once they caught up, they could have run the ball a little bit more. Like I think that's a fair criticism. I think Matt LaFleur will ask him today. But like they're within a score with 10 something left in the game. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they had ample time to still utilize their run game as part of their comeback once it's 28-22 or whatever it was. Now, please continue. I hate to interrupt your role.
Now, don't you guys have a repeat caller who doesn't watch the games and then calls in to talk about the game he hasn't watched?
We haven't heard from Jim and Sato
Jason
yet.
Jason kicked him off the show. He's no longer.
Well, if you didn't watch the game, what are you bringing to the show?
We're four in now. It's four at a time.
No, I'm not saying. But if I'm being honest, I will say that I did when it was 28-0. I did not have the intestinal fortitude, and I went back to pressure washing the barn, actually. And my son was getting frustrated because I was screaming and freaking out. The first thing that set me off, and I would like to say that Jeff Hafley's defense, at least yesterday, was Joe Barry's defense. Now with 100% more Xavier McKinney. Like, there's nothing different happening. I understand you're down your two best cornerbacks. Opening drive in a home game, big spot. They get a 5-yard penalty, 3rd and 15. Let's just rush for the four that can't get there, the four that are being paid money and cannot get home. That's a big concern. Those guys are not producing up front. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that is freaking me out about yesterday. But I quit the game because it was a disaster, and I went to pressure washing, and I was listening to it online, and on the north side of the barn, I get bad reception. And on the north side of a building, and Pausch probably knows this, the weathering and the mildew is extra. So I had to pressure wash that sucker for the entire second half of the game, and it was buffering. The signal was buffering, and I swear to God, I got all the low lights. I got all the good things that happened in the second half of the Vikings. It was crystal clear, not buffering. All of the good plays I missed, so I kind of had to go back and just watch the highlight reel for the second half. I think they showed a lot of grit and fight, and that's really encouraging. But so, yeah, forgive me about the running. I didn't know that actually that we had time to run.
I appreciate your honesty.
I missed a lot of that. Yeah, right. Well, so if I'm a Vikings fan, I don't know how I feel about this win today. Like, as a Packers fan, I'm not discouraged. I actually feel pretty good about it. I mean, Jordan Love came out there. He was rustier than an International Harvester 1965 tractor that's been parked outside behind the barn since Kansas City lost to Super Bowl I to the Green Bay Packers. Like, he did not look good with his ball placement in the first half. He's throwing picks all up and down the field. They'll get all that figured out. So I do have questions about
1066? Was it a 1066, or what was the model?
Oh, God. Now we're going to nerd out. A couple of farmers are going to nerd out here now.
Yeah. Couch, we got a 67-656 on our farm. We're not that big. We got a grass-fed beef and lamb operation. We do pasture pork up here in Minnesota.
Ooh, lamb. Yeah. Lamb is good now. All right, continue.
It's the big ultimate, lamb. Man. Hey, fun fact about lamb. Has more omega-3-to-6 ratio than anything on the planet besides wild-caught salmon. Grass-fed lamb.
Is that right?
Performs farm salmon. Yes, you got to get into it. You're the foodie.
Well, yeah, thank you. I am a foodie. That's true. Thank you.
All right, Jason,
guys,
your call.
Love the show.
Yes, save some for next week.
Jason,
back.
Can we get you? Can you be a recurring guy? Can we have Jason every week? Can he call in? I don't know how. I know you got a pressure
wash.
Farmers
work very hard.
If the signal's good on the north side of the barn.
Yeah, we make sure to get his signal good.
Jason, are you willing to commit to further appearances?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Yeah.
Unpaid.
You know, I'm actually your Mike McCarthy impersonator. Your resident Mike McCarthy impersonator.
I figured that.
In the past, the best compliment in my entire life, I do impersonations, but the best one, not as a profession, just as a hobby, other than the glowing praise I get from my wife, is Jason Wilde going, "That guy was Frank Caliendo good." That is like on a plaque on my wall. I just stare at it every day.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
So, Mike, before we let you go, Mike, are you going to make it through the season?
Well, you know, obviously we went out there. You know, Dak has to be better. We got a lot of issues down here in Texas. I actually haven't tried to do McCarthy since the last very, very, very frustrating loss. Where I was dumped by your guy, Jesse didn't let me through the screening, so I had to go on your competitor's radio station to not be named.
What?
And I had them almost in tears.
Oh, Jesse.
Way to go, right, Jesse.
Well, Jason, we will do
That's
everything
we can.
We're
training new producers now. Christy let you on. She was great. Yeah.
Right? By the way, Christy was the one who let you through. So now we know who the problem was as he tried to throw her under the bus. All right, Jason, we appreciate the call. Thanks. That was really fun. That was fun. But we've got a lot more calls. The bar has been set, though, by Jason / Mike McCarthy. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. The Packers lose to the Minnesota Vikings. They go behind 28-0 and then rally to lose 31-29. On Sunday at Lambeau Field. Want to remind you that no matter what your everyday life looks like, including if you are a farmer pressure washing your barn, or if you're a sports writer or a retired NFL player, no matter what, Fleet Farm has you covered with the best prices guaranteed. Auto, pet, bird, farm, snacks. I think I hit on everything there except maybe the farm part. They've got everything you need all at the lowest prices, and if you find a lower price somewhere else, they'll match it so you always get the best price every day at Fleet Farm. More of your calls next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Get back to the phone lines. Let's get one call here, and then we'll get some more at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. So if you're on hold, stay there. And if you haven't called in yet, now's your chance. 844-770-3776. Let's go to Tristan in Green Bay. Tristan, good morning. Thanks for holding on for so long. What do you got for us?
Well, good morning. Good morning. Right here at UWGB, going to school right now.
Go Phoenix.
Yeah, go Phoenix, baby. That's what I'm talking about. If there's one thing I learned about Wisconsin football, you know, it really tests your loyalty for your team. You know, once I see the Badgers give up, you know, a pretty good lead, and then I see the Packers come back from a huge lead, and they ended up not working. So, you know, I was tailgating that whole game, and it was a great day. It was great atmosphere. And, you know, my dad said it. He's like, you know, there's only one thing that can ruin this day, and it's a Packer loss. Well, that day was ruined. My whole day was ruined. I could have done homework, but, you know, the comeback was distracting me. No homework was done today or yesterday. So got really behind. You know, I was really rushing to homework that night. So, but overall, biggest takeaway, kicker, that hurts, man.
Yeah.
I was defending this guy. I really wanted us to get that XFL guy from Michigan Panthers because, I mean, that guy was nailing it. He's never kicked anything.
Jake Bates.
No, he's missing too many. Yeah, he's missing too many, like, you know, pretty easy-to-make field goals for an NFL kicker, like 30, 40 yards. I think I could make that. You know, that's pretty easy for me.
Well,
we
can head out to the campus and we could test that out, Tristan. Hey, I'm curious. Are we big on campus? Do you run into a lot of Wildy and Tausch fans on your way through those underground tunnels to the different classes at UWGB?
Wait, what was that again?
Never mind. Keep spreading the word on campus for us, okay? We appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Tausch, we have not spent a lot of time on Tristan's point, which is Braden Narveson. I think it's largely because the options, I don't see a lot of alternatives. Greg Joseph, who I still find myself wondering if Matt LaFleur would have preferred to be his kicker, 5-for-5 last Thursday night against Mike McCarthy's team, provided the only points for the Giants, made all 5 of his field goal attempts. That has not been the case. Now I got a thumbs down on your video. I am so fascinated by this.
You're fascinated. I'm freaked out.
I swear it just takes what you're thinking in your head and translates it over the screen sometimes.
Well, let's test that out. Let's test that out. Talk about Coors Light, because I know that when you're talking about Coors Light, there are very happy thoughts that would give you a thumbs up in your head, even if it's not on your screen.
Coors Light brewed with a three-step cold process, cold-filtered, cold-packaged, and cold processed, because it's made to chill. And I know that the mountains need to be blue. That's when I know Coors Light's cold-activated bottles and cans are chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
All right, so Spencer, Charles, Mark, stay there. We're getting to you next. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.